Hello beautiful people, hello amazing people, hello wonderful people. Why do I sound like all these people down to sell market and they say my name is okay, welcome to Chronicles of an Ibadan Girl with Damola, your favorite Ibadan girl. Is super excited to be with you guys. I'm freaking exhausted right now, like I'm really tired, but then this podcast episode had to happen because I'm like, Damola, you said how you are going to be consistent, don't come and spoil it too. So I'm like, okay, let me just try and record something for you guys. It's like an unscripted episode, but then I know what I want to say, so I'm just going to open my mouth and say it. So welcome to today's episode. Like I said in my last podcast, we'll start doing series based from time to time on the podcast, and the first series we're going to be starting with is friendship drama. I don't know if you're excited, but I'm like really big when it comes to friendship. I'm big on friendship a lot, and today we're going to be talking about friendship or sisterhood. Yes. Okay, so like I said, it's really unscripted. Yesterday I was talking with my girls. Let me still use my girls before I bring out the names. I was talking with my girls, and it was more like we have a group, and that is an online platform where we get to communicate. And we're talking about how adulthood is a scam. We've really not had time to talk with one another. We've just been really busy. Some people are not in Ibadan, some people are in Lagos. Like, it's just really been consuming a lot of time, and we've really not had time to talk to ourselves, do hangout, pray and the likes. And I'm like, okay, you people first of all need to know that adulthood is a scam. But then I was just thinking about our friendship, and I'm like, is this friendship or sisterhood? What do I mean when I say sisterhood? These are people that can sleep in my house. These are people that we share things together. These are people that we can eat together. These are people that they know me at my lowest point. I know them at their lowest point. These are people that even when I feel scared of certain things, and when I feel like, oh, somebody's going to condemn me, these are people that I can run to and they will welcome me with an hug. And I'm talking about no other person than I don't know if they are listening. Okay, you people must have seen their pictures from the advert. I mean, from the profile I shared earlier on concerning this episode. And from there we have Jessie Lulua, we have Faith, we have Victoria, and we have Amarachi. Guys, I feel like this episode is just to give a shout out to you guys for how amazing you've been, for how awesome you've been in my life. It's really been nice to think that I met you people at different points, and so far, like, it's really been amazing. Let me also let my listeners know that it was me that brought every other person on board. Like, how amazing can I be? Like, I'm super amazing. I brought Faith on board. I met Faith from church when I met Faith from church in Baptist when I was really young, and we're friends. We're not super close at the beginning, but then you know what they say about you gradually get to blend in, and that was how it happened. I remember there are times when Faith will slide you, just so I can testify. Like, we always try not to rely on Faith because we know that Faith will slide you, don't back on her. But then, like, we've grown to know each other, we already know each other's weaknesses, we know how to leverage on it to make everything come out super amazing. Then I met Amarachi from school. I would have said I met her from Ibadan, but then we were quite small. When we primary school together, she was my senior, and I really didn't know her, but you know when you just see somebody and like, this place is familiar, but you can't pick the person. But then we started talking from university, we're not really close. Then they posted us together to SEP. I met JJ from school in Ibadan when I was in secondary school, but then she always knew me as that fat girl that used to trek down the road. She and her brother used to say, okay, this fat girl has passed, this fat girl has not passed. So, but when she came to my school, I later got to know her. Then I met Victoria, like, from the womb. I mean, I'm not saying for the womb per se, but like, since I've been very little, like, since when I could say yes or no, I already knew Victoria. Like, we grew up together, we basically grew up together. And the good thing about bringing, like, I don't know how it happened, but I just brought, like, all my friends together, and they became each other's friends. Like, they are now their friends. I don't know if I'm getting the explanation right, but they are like each other's friends at the point. It's not like everybody's just my friend, they are also friends to themselves, and I feel like that's like super amazing. I don't know if you cannot relate. I'm really sorry about that if you can relate. So moving on, I would just like to really say that I cherish what we share as friendship, and at the same time, I'm not just going to say it's friendship, I would say it's sisterhood. Like, we bond, we dig, hey, we gum buddy. So back to today's episode, like I said, it's a series of friendship, and I just spoke about my friends. Do you have someone that is like your sisterhood or is your brotherhood, but someone that is not just friend again, it's family already? Like, this person has seen your yansh. This person has seen you in toto. Like, this person has seen all of you. I don't know if you have someone like that, but then if you like to share, I don't mind hearing from you. And if it's just someone you actually cherish, somebody you just like, you just like the person, you are really, really super close, and you share a relationship, like that is a friendship together, and you like to share with me, please, my DM is open. Like I said, I'm really big on friendship, and I feel that I don't know about you, but then I feel you can always share your opinion to me. Is it that you've had that friend that the person slides you at the end of the day, like, I beg, everything has come. But then I feel like that's not me. But if you have a story to share about somebody that you took as a sister and it actually ended, but I think I really want to hear, or someone that, I think let's stick to that. If you have a story that relates to that level, I think I would love to hear from you. I honestly would love to hear from you. Please send me your feedback. There's my girls. I appreciate you all. Like I said earlier on, I love you guys so much. And I pray for each and every one of you that in all your endeavors, the Lord will bless you. I also pray for my listeners and their friends, that the Lord will continue to bless each and every one of us. And even when adulthood comes knocking, we know how that is a scam, that even when it comes knocking, like, that bond will always be there. It will stay strong. Thank you guys for listening to this episode. You can send me feedback on this episode. I really, really would appreciate. Thank you. Bye.